thrill me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
It's time for Haunters Podcast, a show dedicated to Halloween horror nights, haunted attractions, and all things.
All right, let's take this image away because we're at the red carpet premiere. Do your intro.
Hey, welcome in everybody to Haunters Podcast. I'm Mr. Wonderful. Listen, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
You do say yes once in a while.
Getting loud in here. We're getting loud at the red carpet, all right? We got to keep it. We got to keep it tamed, okay?
Who are you wearing?
I'm actually wearing Venkman. I'm wearing 1984. Yeah. With me, as always, in the wonderful button-down shirt right here. Ooh, he's been working out.
You don't even know.
We got Zach Hilton.
Oh, what's up? Not since I've seen Fantastic Four, the Trank Cut, have I been at a cinema cafe and they allowed us to perform. That's the last time I've been at a cinema cafe to perform.
You know what? You know what it was? You didn't have me with you then. I came to watch you perform.
You did.
And then we watched.
You did.
Something.
We watched something.
I had delicious chicken tenders that night with fries. I know that. Because that's what I'm having tonight.
Heck yeah.
But also with us, the lovely.
Yeah.
Talented. She almost bought my shirt before this show. Brooke.
That's me.
That's her who bought another one.
Hey. Oh, I like that one. I was checking that one out as well.
Look at this. I'm
okay. No.
It's so tasty. Welcome to the premiere of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. This is what I will say. We've had. What do I want? I want a good movie. I've been seeing the people coming in. They've been saying good things.
And I'm excited.
And that's really what it came down to. When we did our Patreon, which if you want to be a Patreon member, please follow us through Me Podcast Network. But the ranking of Afterlife was a 64. And people love that movie. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is the same thing that's going to happen.
Oh. Well, the audience ranking for Afterlife was like 94.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something wild. Which the impression I'm getting from this, I have not looked at a lot of reviews. I unfortunately saw the initial review tomato reveal,
but I haven't
seen since then. But what I have seen is, despite that reveal, everything you said, everybody who's actually a fan and not like, I work for this critic, and I work for this. Not to say anything wrong with critics. I'm not doing a whole critic thing.
Not at all.
But there seems to be a bit of a divide with this one again, of if you are truly a fan of Ghostbusters, you're going to love it. Because I've seen some people that usually are really picky about films that are like, this was from 2 hours of just comedy, action, horror, all of it.
Yeah.
Hey, they got the female one on here.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
We're watching Ghostbusters for free on AMC.
I know the OG is on after this because I was watching this a little
in the lobby and watch this mother sucker
and not
immediately.
The new one?
I could go anytime now.
Yeah. We've got the in now with cinema, all
right? That's right. Cinema.
In and out. It's no longer the servers coming in. It's now Zach.
It's just
me
Zach.
And you, bro.
Welcome to Ghostbusters. I hope you love Ghostbusters. What showing are you going to?
Right now.
Yeah! Ooh, enjoy.
Well, we're doing trivia. You can wait a minute. I'm just saying. All right. So I'd like to thank Cinema Cafe for having us out at the start of the red carpet premiere. And all weekend, they're doing this bad, Mammy Jimmy. And let me tell you, tonight, Haunters Podcast, trivia, giveaways, and such, because we're on this little press release here. But also, special appearances by the Ghostbusters of Virginia all weekend. Okay? Friday, from 5 to 10, they're going to be at Kemp's River. Saturday, they're going to be at this location, Edinburgh. Saturday as well, they're going to be at Chester from 5 to 10. And 5 to 10 at Sunday, Pembroke's location with Ecto-1.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
And then also, more things, the Pembroke location also has some Ghostbusters. And then Sunday, apparently the Red Power Rangers are going to be there with a Ghostbuster with Ecto-1. So,
what's
if you,
not to love about
if you
that?
Can't make it to this one, which I highly suggest you should, because we're doing trivia
right now.
If you don't get here, I'm going to rock your world. So really quickly, I'm going to get to the comments. We have our Scots friend. Hello from a sleeping Scotsman. Hoping y'all are having fun. Hope the movie is what we all expect it to be. Finally, Bustin makes me feel good. Oh, Bustin makes us all. Bustin makes him feel good. He knows what I'm talking about. Then we also have Chad and Michelle. Have fun. Cannot wait to see. And then, Frightmare. Ahem, our curling.
No hearts for you.
Yahoo! Well, a little bit of a hug.
Y'all can get the hearts.
So, as I said, 7:45, we're doing trivia.
Yeah.
First, or third place gets a Ghostbuster popcorn bucket.
Yes.
And these ragtag patches with
all the
OG's names on it. How you doing?
Patch.
Welcome to the party, pal.
The patch.
Then, second place is going to get this wonderful LCD light.
Ooh.
Plus two tickets to Cinema Cafe. Then, grand prize. Over here we have a... You don't have to.
It's laid out nicely.
All right. Oh, here we go.
She got it.
Ghostbusters throw blanket.
It says Ghostbusters all the way across. So I just don't have it open.
That's
because
right.
Bustin
and you
makes you feel good in this.
Bustin does make him feel good.
It has all of the original characters on it.
That it does. It has the OGs.
Something
it's got Bankman, Spangler, all of them. What?
I might just win this just to have this.
You can't.
Why not? What are we doing? What are we even doing?
You can't.
During the movie. All right. Who doesn't love a blanket during the movie?
And
not only,
two tickets to Cinema Cafe.
Mm.
And this just in.
Oh. Give it to me.
Two tickets to Frightmare Voodoo Curse. You can choose either to go Friday or Saturday of April 5th and 6th.
Two tickets.
From 7 to 9. Get in line so you can get in. And this ticket includes Extreme if you want. This, I mean, that prize alone is worth probably about $60, $70, $80, $90, $100. Maybe even $200. So if
you want to...
Why?
Depends on the touchy-touchy.
Yes, please. Not bike. I was like, wait, a bike with no seat?
Are we talking about the bike from It's Always Sunny?
So Mark has had a Slimer, which is delicious.
Oh, it's so good. It is so good.
It is so good. So let's get into tonight.
Okay.
Outside of Ghostbusters.
You
want to
let me finish what I was going to say?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, good.
Sorry, Brooke.
No, I was going to say, you want to know why that one is worth so much money?
Hmm.
Our signatures are on the back.
You're right. Do we have them? Yes, we do. Right here. There's our signatures. That's Zach, Brooke, and Wonderful's own signature endorsed.
I did endorse it.
That's wild. How'd you do that?
I'm very good.
Look at that ticket. That's a well-made ticket.
That is a great ticket.
I made it. Like,
awesome.
She printed it. She laminated it. It was great. I just said you printed a lemon.
Well,
I'm the artiste.
Said I made it.
I made the design. Look at this ticket. That's a great ticket. Don't take a photocopy of it. Don't take a photo. Okay. Big things happened today.
Yes.
Before we were able to come here,
yes,
a trailer dropped.
Yeah, it did.
Beetlejuice. I'm not going to say it a third time. Don't say the B word.
You should, because the teaser came out.
Beetlejuice.
I was
going to
say,
there
you told me earlier you're going to say it consecutively.
It's consecutively. You know how it's done. Mm-hmm. So, Beetlejuice came out.
Yes.
We did a reaction. If you haven't seen that reaction, it's on our YouTube right now.
A lot of you
can check
have.
It out. A lot of you, okay? It's gone bigly,
oh my
okay?
God.
Unprecedentedly. Wonderful had a chance to see it.
Yes.
I know her thoughts. I would like to get your thoughts.
I cried.
Oh my God, with that big pause, I'm not even gonna lie, I was a little worried. Like, I knew that you were gonna like it, but it was just such a weird long pause.
Right,
I was like, oh my God, is he about to be like,
no.
I want it.
I cried.
Yeah.
I legit, the moment I saw Keaton in the makeup,
yeah,
the same shot of Lydia with the lighting on her eyes and the look of horror this time of
how did he get out?
Yeah, how is he here? What happened? What did Astrid do?
I don't know what did Astrid do. I honestly think he's angry and he has forced his way out.
He looked
pissed in that last
view. He did. Yeah. He looked pissed.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I've never seen the B-man that pissed.
And I love that he was like, the juice is loose.
Oh my God, that is such a solid
Like, I
line.
Felt it. I was into it. That was mm-hmm. fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful because it was a teaser.
Yeah.
They did great with the wording, with like, it looked like the classic wording. It looked like we're going to get that feel. Mm-hmm. Everything seemed very, not CGI, but you know what I'm talking about.
Very, practical.
Practical. Oh, okay. That's the word I wanted. Practical. So I'm very excited for those since Michael Keaton just, he looked like he just fell right back into the world.
Yeah, he did.
Like, I can't believe he could still do the voice. I can't believe he still kind of has that presence. I hope he's able to play because he's very character driven.
I think
he's very lively. I just need him lively.
I think he's going to be lively.
Pretty lively.
I mean, pretty lively for a dead guy.
You're right. Look what you did there. It's like you saw Beetlejuice or something. You know, it is currently 7:30.
Yes.
We will be wrapping this show up in 10-ish minutes.
Oh.
Which means we're going to
which
get into...
we're just so much closer.
We're closer. Technically, right now, we are an hour away from our showing of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Before I get into the final subject matter, what are you thinking for this movie? Are you still hyped as you were before?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm still very hyped for this.
No, I like your Stay Puft. I didn't notice it. Now I notice it.
I don't want the Stay Puft. I just want the mini marshmallows.
Mini marshmallows.
That's all I want.
Well, you're going to get a few of them.
We're going to get them tonight.
You're going to get a
lot. I imagine we're going to get them.
I don't know. I saw, watching the NCAA tournament today, I saw a few more, like, clips from the movie.
Oh.
I think this is going to be a really fun 2 hours.
I think so.
Like, I truly believe that this is going to be, if we thought we got fan service last time, they're going to fan service us in ways we didn't even know were possible.
So I have a reviewer that I trust, and he watched it. He loved it. And what I loved with his review, he said they don't beat you over the head with nostalgia. It's there. It makes you feel good, but they actually just grow from what they know.
I mean,
I love that.
I like that as well. I like that as well.
It feels good. It just makes me go. Bustin' makes me feel good.
I thought you were going with grow, and I did this on accident.
Oh,
or
and then
was,
you just redid it?
Was it a Floridian slip?
Oh, my God.
She knows what I'm talking about. Floridian slip. It's a different thing. It's a different thing.
I can only imagine.
How about you? This movie. How you feeling?
I'm excited. It's weird because as much as I'm excited, I'm also not necessarily like hyping it up to a level of where I feel like it could bring me down or not live up to that hype.
Right.
I just feel like I don't think that I'm going into being like, oh my God, this is the best movie I'm going to see all year. I am looking at it like I think that this movie is going to be fun. And that's really all that I want from it. I want to have some fun. I want a little bit of nostalgia. And I want a story based with it.
100%.
And I feel like with the characters 100%. That are in and the actors that are in this movie.
Right.
There's just so many opportunities for jokes and fun. And I'm here for it.
I'm showing too much chest, I think. I think it was a little too much chest. I'm just balls to the wall ready for this movie. I'm going to go balls deep into Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Not like the proverbial balls deep.
Oh, okay.
Last subject at hand that we got to talk about.
Oh.
So many more rumors about Ghostbusters and HHN. More places are calling it. Things are happening. Nightmare on Elm Street's even like more confirmed at this point. I don't know how can you stomach it?
I don't know. It's like my dream year is falling into my lap all of a sudden.
Here.
It's finally here. Everything that I like.
It's happening. Everything that you
everything
wanted
I wanted.
Is happening now.
If only they announce a Tom Atkins film coming. Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
I just feel like
tell me
the
what
way
you feel.
That you stomach it is just by it growing.
Bigger.
It's amazing, really.
It feels good.
I think so.
Yeah, there's just a feeling inside. There's it's like a little flutter on the inside.
Only I can feel.
I am so excited. I definitely think that we are going to get that Ghostbuster announcement.
Yeah.
Either this week or next week.
Probably tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I see it coming. Exactly.
Yeah. And okay. You think tomorrow? See, I feel it's next week.
Well, I
Tuesday
think this
or
week
Wednesday.
Or next week.
I think Tuesday or Wednesday.
And I'm going Friday.
Yeah, but yours is too broad. I think we're going to get an HHN announcement between now and April 12th.
Within the next seven days. There
7 days. Did you get a call?
Okay, oh wait. Can I just tell you?
Hello?
So, and I meant to show you this. It was like talking about...
No, Brooke is not here.
It was scary talking movie. About like different ages. And it was like, how would you represent getting a phone call? And it was like all the old people doing this. And like a new person doing... Like not a new person, but...
A new person!
Doing this.
It's a new person!
Like, how would you hang up the phone?
How would you hang up the phone?
Uh-huh. No,
what
but
was that?
I feel like you're like this. I
well, no,
like,
if like they don't... Beep. What, are you... You still
I
there?
I did it like a remote. Yeah,
but, are you still there?
But if you're doing this, that's not hanging up the phone. Like,
what are you
okay,
doing?
So talking, like,
you're in air.
Older people would do this, like hanging it up.
We lost the viewer.
You William H. Macy did too hard right there. Right.
I did. Look, sometimes you go hard into a play. Anyways,
you,
boop,
yes.
There. That's
yeah,
how
there
you hang
go.
Up. Boop, right. There it is. You hang
Fine.
Up.
And meanwhile, I would go click.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I'm
you
old.
Say 7 days.
7 days.
I say five. Wait.
I say...
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, six.
I say...
So 1 day less than me?
Yeah.
That is
six.
Such
yeah, you just got priced this right.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Are
I'm going
go
with...
Eight?
20 hours. We're trying to do 20 math.
20 hours? So they're going to announce it on Friday.
Yeah, they're announcing it on
Interesting.
Friday.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm the
it.
Guy that bet one.
I wish you did come
so
in $1.
Before
one day.
5:34.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we got to do what we got to do, guys. It's going to be
You
fun.
Know if they say that,
yeah.
then we would all win, regardless. Like, you're the only
wrong.
One.
But I came closest without going
Teaser looks good from Fan of Night, and I agree.
We would all go over.
We're all going over. I'm over it all.
You know what?
Mark said
you
enjoys the show. Yeah, demented.
Oh.
And then Kiki. What's Kiki? I don't, I'm hanging up the phone. I'm hanging up the phone.
Can you
Whatever.
Stop?
I hung up the phone. Anyways.
I will say.
Yeah.
And if you check out our socials, mm-hmm. AKA Insta.
Yeah.
You can see some of the red carpet
pictures,
picture opportunities that you
so
have
cool.
here as
picture
well.
Opportunity.
I mean, there is a Stay Puft. Let's be real.
Stay Puft, bro.
So I think, and I've seen quite a few people stop and take photos, and
it's
super
pretty
cute. And I'm extremely excited. Like I really am. I always love in all reality when. Not only do you get hyped about a movie, but like a movie theater hypes
yes.
it as well.
And they do it great.
And
this place
Cinemark.
Is wonderful. Cinema Cafe is
thank you.
Fantastic.
It's my place to see a movie.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Not wrong.
I mean, what a lobby. The lobby's got a bar yes. where you can pregame. That's where
you
we're
can
at.
Watch Ghostbusters
2016 and see who's going to rage quit. and other things and such. So. Oh, we still got time. Is it 36?
Yeah.
Well, we got 36. A little bit of time. We got a little bit of time. This is
but
a
Haunters
episode.
Saying, like, you just have, like, a lot of opportunities to really make the night more.
Absolutely. And not only the night, because you are doing a great plug here, but I do want to tell you that all weekend long, they are doing a red carpet premiere mm-hmm. with Ghostbusters. And all weekend, they're going to have Ghostbusters out at all locations. Kemp's River, Edinburgh, Chester, Pembroke. If you go from 5 to 10 at all those locations, you will see Ghostbusters and Ecto-1s there. That is too much. And if you came here tonight, you would see us.
you could see us here, too.
Oh, you saw... Wait, what are you saying? So just transparent... or Zach was flexing his pecs while Lynn's was... Who's Lynn? What are you talking about?
Why are you talking out loud? Can you stop?
I'm flexing my pecs. Listen, I worked hard on this body, okay? You know what I mean? Athletic beers doing me right. Athletic beers are doing me right. I feel like this is the start of spooky season. And I feel like with this movie, not only do we start it like halfway to Halloween, because we got the Beetlejuice teaser, which looks amazing. If you were here tonight, you would be getting tickets to the Voodoo Curse. Mm-hmm. If you were going to win some trivia, I think there's just a bunch of cool things going on here at the Cinema Cafe all weekend, all spooky season, halfway to Halloween. This is the beginning of it. Who are you laughing at?
Michelle.
Don't say their names. Don't say their government names.
We're Patreon members.
Yeah, if you want to be a Patreon member and you want to follow these clusters, go ahead and go to Thrill Me Podcast Network. Christy, Brady, Joe, Michelle, Mark, Mariah, Nicole, Justin, Brian, Ben, and the Chen. What a wonderful time. Okay. We have only been live for 21 minutes.
But that is exciting. Listen, we're here for it.
Yeah.
I will also say, so we did talk a little bit about HHN and kind of danced around some things. And we talked about that we think that a Ghostbuster announcement will be
the first
soon.
One.
Mm-hmm. I will say, on the 23rd, they dropped tickets.
Yeah. When?
On the 23rd of March.
That's Saturday.
Year. I know, but I'm saying last year it was a Thursday.
So it is next week. Next week we're getting it.
Oh, there's a fog machine here, too.
Yes, of course there's a fog machine, because they know spooky here at Cinema Cafe. Did you notice she was wearing your shirt?
No, yeah. Son of a biscuit eater.
She was wearing this shirt. The undershirt.
Oh, the undershirt.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Anyways, I would like you...
Do you think that there's going to be tickets dropped soon?
Monday.
Do you think that they're going to do... Okay, do you think that they're going to do...
Tickets first.
Ghostbuster announcement and tickets at the same time?
Ghostbusters.
I feel like they would have to,
right? Ghostbusters second.
You think tickets first?
Tickets first.
Oh, I figured it would be both.
I figured they're just going to drop it all.
It would be both.
That's wild. I mean, I'm all for it.
Because Ghostbusters
will
be a big IP that they'll be like, and Ghostbusters is coming. Get your tickets now and see the number one movie in America at Halloween Horror Nights.
Do what you got to do.
I will say.
Do what you got to do.
I'm intrigued because when they announced Ghostbusters, when they
look at
how many
fog
years
machine.
Ago was that?
Yeah.
From the house? How many years ago was that?
5 years ago, 2019.
So, you're right. So, yeah. That was
in a pre-COVID
such a
world.
Good...
It's like I'm a fan of the event or something.
It's like I forget
I have
things.
A podcast.
They have
everybody's
such...
got one of those.
Everybody's got a podcast. This movie has a podcast.
They had such a good trailer to announce that Ghostbusters was going to be at HHN, so I'm very intrigued as how... they would go about it this
100%.
Year if that's what it's going to be.
It's funny you say that. I was on a run, my 3-mile run that I did. I know you did 8K, but I did 5K. And on my 5K, when I was running.
Me. Pecs. It's me.
Yeah.
Biggest pecs of them all. But I was on my run, and I was like, ooh, how are you going to announce it? Are you going to announce it like the last one? What I would like... is it to pick up from a security member with the walkie-talkie with that guy running, and then another ghost from a different part of the park.
Ooze.
You can do ooze if it's
ooze
going to
rising
do,
from not, the park.
Well, see, if we're doing this, but if we're doing this movie, it's got to be Frozen.
But I thought we were doing a combined one and two.
Okay, spec lover. Speculation. Oh,
there's a reason the speculation maps are so accurate.
Listen, I have heard from a very,
very
solid
source
that there's a good chunk of it incorrect.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong. So
no,
I can't
that's
wait.
Legit.
That's a legit thing.
That's a legit
is it the person
thing.
That?
No, it's
no,
not.
Different,
it's a different
person.
Guy. Different
okay.
guy. Different
I
insider.
I was like, because that
different.
Insider.
I gotta go through different insides too. Okay. I got a hey. Here we go. Bernard knows. We need dates.
We do.
I would love a date. See, that's what I'm saying. I
right
think.
Here.
Yeah, I don't. You won't go with me. All right. So, I think Monday, date, tickets. Wednesday, first announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their Twitter or X or whatever is going to be like, that ain't it. ..
And I will say, they have been very active on social media.
What's that?
Yeah, I know. but no, it's just so
what
exciting because of being able to go see Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And being able to have that next movie, that extended version of...
And yes, and it feels like it's something we can look forward to,
yes,
for HHN.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, this is the taste.
It's
this is
really
the
start.
This is that first taste.
A little appetizer.
A possibility of a start.
Little app.
I mean, it's almost like...
It's like getting nachos at Margaritaville.
Or nachos at Cinema Cafe, which you can order
right
now. Oh,
yeah, there you go. That's a much better... You'll actually get the ones
You'll
here.
Actually get it on yeah. in a timely manner.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't order several drinks.
We got the drink already.
Yeah. Instant.
Proof! Proof in the pudding.
Kind of empty.
Hey, Brooke, you good? All right. That's a wrap on this. Before we go, one more time, mm-hmm. I want to do some plugs.
Plug away.
From April 5th to April 6th, yeah. Voodoo Curse, Frightmare presents it. I think I'm going to go to the 5th.
I always want to go.
Well, this is the first time they've done this.
I know. I'm just like, not going. I don't go to any of them.
I don't do it. I don't do it anymore.
I don't do the spooky.
I don't do the spooky.
You got to make up some time.
Yeah, you got to make up some time.
We'll see what happens.
Red carpet premiere. Yes. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. All weekend long at Cinema Cafe locations. Go to cinemacafe.com for tickets and stuff like that. Check us out on everything else. Bing, bang, boom. So I guess do your thing, my friend.
Stay scary, my friends.